Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is your understanding about the Holy Spirit? What's your experience with the Holy Spirit? Christy Pierce's insights today will bring you both clarity and depth. I'm so excited to have this moment to share with you as we spend time with Christy Pierce, who, as a Washingtonian working in presidential politics, she understands what it's like to engage people. And she saw that as a way of a preparation for the full-time ministry in which she is involved now. She's comfortable with people who love good preaching and in-depth Bible study, but at the same time have a skeptical worldview when it comes to the Holy Spirit. She'll share from her heart and from a new book, God is Whispering to You. I want to pause for a moment at the beginning of our show just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you to Christ. If you don't know Him, if you don't know what it means to have a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, well, our heart is to lead you to Jesus, He who loves you so much that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ calls you to Himself, woos you to Himself. His Spirit draws you. Christy Pierce is a writer, conference speaker, and pastor, and mom of 3 children. She inspires people, as you will soon experience yourself, to truly hear God's whispering voice about the things that matter to them day by day. Christy teaches people about healing prayer, spiritual warfare, and intercession. Her gentle, practical approach to ministry, the ministry of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has helped many intellectual, mainstream, evangelical believers embrace the Spirit's ministry while remaining grounded in the Bible. She is an ordained Presbyterian pastor. Christy, welcome to our show.
Hi, Danny. Aloha. Well, it is my pleasure to be on your show. I'm a big fan of yours and have had a chance to come to Hawaii the last 10 years to be at conferences. And, oh my gosh, it's my favorite place on earth, truly. Not just because of all the wonderful things of Hawaii, but more because I just love the people there. So it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, the name Christy Pierce is well known in the Hawaiian Islands ministry world and the HIM conferences, and I know you'll be back in the next year. And Christy, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Kansas, of all places, right in the heartland, Kansas City, and went to college there at the University of Kansas. And then I ended up in Washington, D.C. after that.
How and why were you in Washington, D.C.?
So you know how the Lord just uses these things. I was at the University of Kansas. A friend of mine knew Senator Bob Dole, who was in Washington, D.C. at the time. And one thing led to another, and the Lord led me out there. And I had the opportunity in my 20s to be on their presidential campaign and travel along with them. I don't know, Danny, if you've ever seen the show West Wing or Scandal, but it was that kind of crazy life where you're flying to 5 cities a day, and it was crazy. I got to say, my prayer life was really one word as I crawled into the shower every morning: help. You know, that was that was pretty much, I was a Christian, I went to church, I read my Bible, but, you know, praying for me was just a desperate cry to God every day to help me make it through the day.
What stands out to you most during that intense time of your life?
You know, looking back, I just realized I truly was so hungry to have a relationship with Jesus in a way that was more than just reading my Bible and going to church, but to truly know and experience Him. I was just hungry for the presence of God, and I had no idea how that could happen. So that's a big part of my journey is how I moved from Washington and went into ministry. But really, that's what stands out, Danny, is how lonely I was and how hungry I was to know Jesus in a really deep, personal way.
Well, you talk about being there in Washington, D.C., and then, you know, traveling from state to state, a bustling schedule, to say the least. But you also mentioned your relationship with God. Talk to us about how your spiritual journey, how did you become a Christian?
So I grew up in a Christian family. You know, we went to church and we showed up at church, and I know that I know I became a Christian at age 13 when I stood in front of a big Presbyterian church and said, yes, I believe in Jesus. But there was a lot of pain in my family, like most families growing up. I had a brother that died of SIDS when I was just 5, and that began a trail of a lot of pain in my family's life. And to this day, my mom and dad are heroes of how they kept going and raised 4 children who are good friends with one another and all know the Lord. But I'm aware that for me, I just went a lot of years where I was running away from God and running away from my pain. Ended up in Washington in the middle of all that, I think kind of trying to numb my pain through the whole power thing. And it was a runaway from God. So it took a lot of painful chapters to get me back to Him. My sister was bit by a copperhead snake, of all things, and she almost died while I was on the presidential campaign. So I came back to help her and the family, and through that got involved in some real incredible Bible studies that really were serious about praying and listening to God and learning to hear His voice. So that it was quite a journey.
What was it that brought you to a point of clarity? You know, you're in these studies, you're experiencing the depth of the Word of God. At what point did something trigger in your heart where, you know, hey, there's a point of clarity in my life where I'm going to make a change, or I'm going to surrender my life to God? When did that happen?
So, yeah, you know, I think like a lot of people, there's something about being in a lot of pain that all of a sudden makes you change how you see things and makes you more hungry to really know God in a deep way. At least for me, you know, my prayer life was becoming more from just help to, Lord, I want to know You. I want to see You. I need to experience that You're real and You're here and You see what I'm going through. And so I just was at a very desperate place on my knees, really seeking God. And in the middle of Kansas, we went around to these different little churches asking people to lay hands on us and pray for us, because we were pretty desperate. And it was very life-changing, because I have to say, Danny, when I was in Washington, D.C., see, I kind of had this view of people that said that they heard God whisper, well, that they were just kind of weird. You know, that was kind of my worldview. Like, I don't know who those people are, but I had these visions of them, people who heard God kind of, I hear the Lord saying to me, and that kind of thing. And I just thought that was a little bit not who I was. So I guess back to your question, just very hungry for God and on my knees. And that changed my whole view of everything.
There are people today, maybe some that are listening, they themselves get a little spooked out when somebody, you know, talks like that. I heard from God. It's outside the scope of their, well, your worldview, the biblical parameters of what they've been taught. But you've discovered truths from the Word of God. Actually, things that have been there all along. Often we just don't recognize them, or we're not open to them because it stretches us to the point of discomfort. And you've written about it in your book. Before our break, Christine, this is somewhat of a segue, Christine, but who would you say influenced you most during that time in your life?
Who influenced me the most?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
You know, I think it was a group of pastors from Fuller Seminary who were in the Kansas City area, and they were very biblically grounded people who were very much, we focus on Jesus, we focus on the Bible, we focus on the Word of God, but they also proclaimed we focus on the Holy Spirit, where Jesus said really to his disciples, it's for your good that I'm going away, because when I go away, I'm going to send another to you, and it's the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide you into all truth. And that was an incredibly profound thing for me, because having been in my Bible all these years since the early child, kind of looking at that God speaks in many different ways. God speaks through good preaching. God speaks through the church. God speaks through the Word. But God also speaks through the Holy Spirit. And that was something that was a whole new chapter for me that I began to experience there.
That's Christy Pierce. Speaking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you might say to me today, you might say, well, Danny, of course, we know the Spirit of God moves. You know, by all means, I grew up, you would say, from a charismatic or maybe a Pentecostal background. There's no question for us. But someone else might be saying today, Danny, this is new for me. What she is saying, what Christy is saying. And it's our hope that you would lean in, that you would grab hold, clench your fists. Well, I would say open your hands and clench your fists on the truths of God's Word that will be unfolded to you today as Christy Pierce speaks of her new book, God is Whispering to You. Talks about the ministry of the Spirit. She'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042,
384-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Her book is entitled God is Whispering to You. It's available in stores and online now. She's writing, it's coming out voraciously. In fact, she's got another book called Shut Up. You're right. You heard me say it. Shut Up. That's the title of her book. It'll hopefully be out in March. Christy will be participating at the 2015 HIM Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference in Honolulu next March. She's here with us by phone. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, Christy Pierce is speaking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God is whispering to you. To find out more about this program, you want to hear this program in its entirety, that and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out more about Christy Pierce, that's Pierce, her last name is spelled P-I-E-R-C-E, ChristyPierce.org. Christy, why did you write the book, God is Whispering to You?
Well, you know, Danny, it was one of those times, honestly, and, you know, I tell people when I hear God whispering on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is, you know, you really don't even know if this is God at all. This might be like the bad piece of pizza you ate type of thing. And 10 is the big booming voice. Most of the time, when I hear God anyway, it's a 2 or a 3. I've just learned how to step out in faith when I hear things, and that's been its own journey. But to answer your question, I was the Presbyterian pastor at a church in the Bay Area here, Menlo Park Presbyterian Church, and God just really didn't just whisper, but shouted in a way that made sense to me that this was the book he wanted me to write. That was before I knew I was pregnant with our third child and before I knew we were planting a church. This book has taken about 10 years to write, but the passion I have and what I hope the book does for people is that it inspires them that they can be a normal, ordinary person and they can hear God speak to them above the noise in their life.
You have a chapter called You Can Hear God and Not Be Weird.
Right.
What a captivating title. Take us back. Where did that come from?
Yeah, that comes from my own experience where I really truly think in the years of being a Washingtonian and considered myself sort of a skeptical, you know, intellectual Christian. God only spoke in certain ways and he didn't speak in other ways. That I just had this vision of people, you know, told me that they heard God whisper. I just thought they were kind of weird. And I had these views of people saying, you know, the Lord told me to go buy a rooster and name him Jim or something weird like that. I just had a view in my mind of what that looked like. And now years and years later of writing and speaking and equipping people on how to hear God's voice, I really feel like I've heard a lot of people say something like that. You know, Christy, I really long to hear God about this or that area of my life that's waking me up in the middle of the night, but I'm just worried, how am I going to know that's really God? And so that's a very good question. So we try to answer that in different parts of the book, in very practical, down-to-earth ways.
What would be a practical, down-to-earth way?
Well, you know, back to the spicy pizza, actually one of your lovely teens in Hawaii came up with that. I was speaking at a youth session there at the HIM conference, and as I was leaving the convention center, this cute little teenager came bounding down the escalator and said, Christy, stop. And I stopped, and she said, I just have one more question. How will I know? If I hear something that I think's God, how will I know whether it's God or it's the piece of pizza I ate? So that's why I named that chapter based upon that sweet Julie's observation. Is that you, God, or is it spicy pizza? Because I think she's voicing a very real question most people have. You know, if they pray and they're listening and maybe they hear a scripture, maybe they get an image or a picture or whatever, they wonder, is that really God? Is that just me? Or is it the spicy pizza kind of thing? So in that chapter, anyway, we go outline 10 different things that you can do what the Bible says, which is to test the whispers. And people have found that very helpful, because I think pastors especially, but people in general, are worried about this God-speaking thing. It might get kind of out of hand. So we come back to the very biblical thing, but we need to test and make sure that what we're hearing is really biblical. It's tested through believers. There's a whole list of those things in that chapter that I think people find helpful.
You're giving through those 10 points, it sounds like a framework of,
right,
of being, or even a filter,
right,
to take that thought or that idea, that impression, and really take it through a filter of what does God's word say about it, what do respected, credible Christian leaders say about it.
Yes, exactly. It's things like, the message is consistent with the Bible. It sometimes happens while you're in the middle of worship. The whisper's not something that you would not naturally know. It's confirmed with Scripture. One of them is chicken skin, because I got that from you Hawaiian people, that some people, when they hear a whisper from God, it's a sign to them. They just sort of have that, you know, chicken skin feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But we give about 10 different ways that you might be able to test the whispers and know, is this something really coming from the Lord? One of the things I feel very strongly about, and Danny, and actually, you know, my husband and I consider ourselves theological mutts, because we've ministered in pretty much every denomination. We're ordained Presbyterian pastors, but I've planted vineyard churches. We've been in non-denominational churches. Hmm. In Africa with the Episcopal Church. We've sort of been in a lot of different theological churches in this Holy Spirit area. But one of the things I feel strongly about is I very much encourage people to never use the words, God told me, or God told me to tell you. Because we're not on the same level as the Old Testament prophets, you know, who saw with 100% clarity. We follow Paul, who says, I now see, you know, I see through a glass dimly. And so with great humility, I will say to someone, even if I feel I have a very strong God word on the 1 to 10 scale, I'll say, you know, I think the Lord may have shown me something about this. May I share that with you? And so we try to coach people in churches and the people we're training to just really, very important to have a spirit of humility as we're moving in the Spirit in these things.
Christy, your spirit of humility and the framing of what you just said, I think that could make a singular difference in what I referred to earlier as what could really spook people out.
Mm-hmm.
It could just seem so overwhelming with someone, and often it might even be someone that you don't know, you've never seen before, you have no idea what their background is, and if they come with the God told me to tell you, you know, it sets people doing what we might call a spiritual moonwalk, and you start sliding back. Whereas for you, in framing it with that phraseology and that spirit of humility, even as you said, there's a twinge in my heart in a positive way that begins to open up like a flower, you know?
Right.
I want to hear. What is it? It's sort of somewhat of a safeguard or safety in the way that you say it. It makes me feel safe in the way that you express that.
Well, I just hope so, Danny. That's a big part, and there's a whole section in that chapter about how you can learn to hear God's voice without your church blowing up, you know, and a section for pastors, you know, how can we be open to the Holy Spirit moving into the gift of the prophetic that is outlined in Corinthians and the rest of the Bible, and for dreams and all the different areas of the Spirit, but how can we do that in such a way that protects the flock and that it creates a safe place and people don't get spooked out, as you're saying. And I think it's very possible we do that as we go and we consult. We're brought in to consult with churches, and it's very doable. But a spirit of humility in the middle of it is all really, really important.
Christy Pierce is much in demand as a conference speaker, an author, and as you can tell, just as a friend, just speaking as we are today, heart to heart with you, dear one. And speaking about a very, very vital subject, about a person, the person of the Holy Spirit. And she will elaborate more. Hey, she's got some pretty catchy titles for her chapters, like God's Loudest Whisper, Rainbows, God Knows Your Unique Color, Night Whispers, Hearing God Through Dreams. Hey, maybe we can talk about those things and maybe a little bit more with Christy Pierce. Stay with us, okay? Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook,
a Slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Dan Chun says, if you are serious about knowing and hearing God's voice, this is the book to get. He's talking about Christy Pierce's new book, God is Whispering to You. You can get it at christypierce.org. You can also get it at amazon.com. It's available at bookstores as well as online. Again, christypierce.com. Well, of course, Dan Chun says, you've got to get this book. Christy Pierce has been coming to Hawaii for the last decade. And she is indeed one of the most popular speakers at the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference. And she'll be back next March, 2015. And as Christy is with us today, she's speaking about a very, very vibrant subject. She's speaking about the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and hearing the voice of God's Spirit. This is the Good Life radio program. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Christy, one of the chapters in your book is entitled Whispers in the Dark.
Yes.
How did you get that chapter? Where did it emanate from?
Well, you know, Danny, we had a pretty traumatic number of years that hit our family about 4 years ago. My husband is a big avid bicycle guy, and he was on his bicycle coming down a huge hill here, and anyway ran into a car. The car actually ran into him, and he ended up in the Stanford Trauma Center with a neck broken in two places and brain trauma and all that kind of thing. It was just a very scary time, actually. Also a miraculous time. We have a healing ministry, so the Stanford ER doctors know us and call us in, and they said, Christy, this is a miracle that Ben's even alive, because it was the C1 disc that was broken at the base of his skull and the C4. So we just thanked God that miraculously he was fine, that he wasn't paralyzed, he, you know, was able to come out of that. But of course, you know, you don't come out of an accident like that without a lot of years of difficulty and headaches, and he had kind of constant migraines. My daughter actually fell off her horse a week before Ben did and hit her head, so her concussion was actually worse than Ben. So I had about a year and a half of two people with post-concussive issues. And then of all things, Annie and I, my other daughter, who's now 12, we got some sort of weird infectious disease at Lake Tahoe. So it just felt like the enemy was targeting our family in a lot of different ways. And it just was a time of suffering. And like many things in life, the Lord does not waste pain. He uses pain in our lives and to minister to other people. And so the Whispers in the Dark chapter is kind of telling our story and how we encountered God in those deep valleys, and we heard him there, and how he carried us through them.
Well, he's carried you through. I mean, you you are here, authored a new book, still ministering. Take us back to some lessons that God taught you through that process.
You know, what's coming to me, Danny, is a friend and actually one of Ben's mentors, a man by the name of Bob Munger, who many people know. Mm-hmm. He had a saying, which was, trust in the dark what you know to be true in the light. And we always clung to that because it's the idea that sometimes when you're in these deep, dark, painful places, like C.S. Lewis says, it's as if God's shouting through a megaphone and not a quiet whisper. But at the same time, it can be really faith-challenging, and you can wonder, is God even there? Is God for me? And how would my teenager struggling with that? You know, if God's so good, why would he let all of these things happen? And it can be very difficult. And so I find, personally, that holding on to the light, what I know to be true of God, even if I don't feel it at the moment, that was a huge source of comfort. Personally, I read the Psalms. I'm somebody who struggles with depression in my life, and when I'm in a place of feeling depressed, I just camp out in the Psalms because I find that the psalmists were so real about being okay to express free feeling and at the same time proclaim that God is good and he's for us.
There are moments when, you know, the proverbial saying, when it rains, it pours. It sounds like a depiction of what you recently experienced. And then these things don't just go away, come and go. I mean, they last. They have lingering effects, still surprises that that you thought you knew about, and you get caught off guard as a result of what happened earlier. And then when you mentioned depression, there are those who may have gone through something recently, or it may be a lingering impact, but they slip into depression. And when you talk about the Psalms in depression, why does the Psalms have such a special draw to you?
Well, I just think it is so helpful when you're in a place of feeling alone and depressed and in a dark place. The last thing you need is for someone to come along and just give you a trite answer, like, oh, just buck up and it's going to be okay, or you just need to pray more, you just need to do X, Y, or Z. And there's something about the psalmist that I find very comforting at times like that, because they were people who we're not afraid to say, God, where are you? You know, Jesus even said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And to be very real about the pain. And yet at the end of every psalm is usually a line somewhere along the lines of, yet, God, I don't understand, but I'm going to trust you and I'm going to hold on to you. I'm thinking of something, Danny, as you're talking. You mentioned this new book that I'm in the middle of writing. It's about called Shut Up. Mm-hmm. And that is about a very deep, dark thing that happened about a year ago. A 16-year-old boy who is the teenage son of friends of ours, elders in a church, made a very tragic decision to end his life by jumping in front of a train. Mm. And it was a huge bomb that went off in everybody's life, especially this dear family's life, whose father had cancer anyway, so much suffering. And so we really all had to get on our knees and seek God in the middle of that tragic time. And the Lord downloaded really to me a vision of this book, Shut Up. And I'm writing it for kids, for teens, and we've spoken on it already at Hawaii. We'll do it again at HIM 2015. But it's to help teens understand in their minds when they're hearing a voice, what is the voice of God? What is your own pain or negative voice? And what is the voice of the enemy? Because you may know that teenage suicide is at epidemic levels right now. It's the third leading cause of death among teens 0 to 24, that age bracket. It's just, it's amazing how horribly hard this season is for teens. We don't all understand all the reasons why. But I will say, in this Shut Up ministry we've been in, we've seen amazingly good things come out of the suffering, where teens have emerged out of very hard things, set free, really, by learning to hear the voice of God in their life. That was the thing, through the Holy Spirit, that really set them free. So it's encouraging, even though there's some dark valleys. When you hear God's voice, everything can change. One word from God can truly change everything.
How is Ben doing today?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. I'm sure he'd appreciate your prayers, but we're very grateful. His headaches are a lot better. He is ministering full-time in a church here in the Bay Area, so preaching and teaching, and yes, it may be a thorn in the side, as Paul says. We may still have headaches all our life. We continue to pray for that healing, but we're just grateful, Danny. We're just grateful that he's here, and we don't take things for granted.
Well, I think it's a great reminder to hear someone say we don't take things for granted, because I do it all the time. Too much. Mm-hmm. And I think there are many who we just take today for granted. We take our loved ones for granted. And it's certain reminders like this. I mean, you talk about the reason why the story of your friend's son, or even teen suicides, or just families. Mm-hmm. Christy, don't you think we need to just give, you know, hug them a little bit longer.
Yes.
You know, caress them a little bit longer. You know, touch them with a tender touch, a healthy touch of love and God's grace a little bit longer. Just relish, treasure the moment that we have with our dear loved ones.
Amen. They need so much encouragement. We all do.
And at the same time, Ben Pierce, through his experience, I could only imagine the greater level of depth that he has because of the tremendous suffering that he has endured.
That's exactly right. He nailed it. Exactly right. Where Paul says, my power is made perfect in weakness. That's definitely, he would say that too, that he's experienced God right at his points of greatest weakness. That's when the power of God has come and picked him up and moved through him, really.
We're talking Heart to Heart with Christy Pierce. Christy is the author of the new book, God is Whispering to You. You can get this book and other resources from her ministry at christypierce.org. She did mention she's got another book coming down the pike. The book is called, it's a captivating title. It's called Shut Up. I'm whispering it. Yeah, whispering. Shut up. But it's a loud book with a loud message, a life-changing message. You can expect that to March at the Hawaiian Islands Ministry Conference 2015, where Christy Pierce will be one of the featured speakers there in that all-star cast. And when we come back, we'll share more Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When you get a chance to hear someone's passion, you get a glimpse of their heart. Something that really moves them, something that they ruminate on throughout the days, things that they reflect on, and God speaking to them about certain ways of communicating these truths that they are gleaning from the Word of God. And we have someone special today. Her name is Christy Pierce, and she's written a book, God is Whispering to You. It's a book about the Holy Spirit and experiencing hearing the voice of God's Spirit, and living closely in intimate relationship with the Lord. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Christy Pierce is with us today. You can find out more about Christy at christypierce.org. You can access her resources there. And to connect with us on The Good Life Radio program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Christy, I whispered about your second book, your next book that's coming down the pike.
Yeah,
I whispered it, but I noticed you have a chapter in God is Whispering to You that's entitled God's Loudest Whisper. What's that all about?
Well, you know, if I honestly, Danny, if I could just pick one chapter of this whole book that was the only one I could write, this would probably be it, because I really believe that the loudest whisper that God has for us is just how much He loves us in a way that we can't even begin to imagine. When my boy Benji was a toddler, I would strap him into his car seat in the back seat, and he has these blonde hair, blue-eyed kid, and he'd get in the back seat, and I would say to him over and over again, Benji, who's mommy's special boy? Who's mommy's special boy? And he'd laugh and say, me, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's not so fun to him because, you know, he's a teenager. So when he gets out of the car, if I say that, he's kind of shutting the door as fast as he can to kind of say, me, mom, but try to get back into school. But I feel like I'm never, ever going to stop saying that to him as long as he lives. You know, I want him to always, always know that he is so special to me. He's my special kid. Mm-hmm. And really, that's the essence of that chapter, that we are just beloved of God, that we are children of God. And when He looks at each one of us, His heart is full of love. And He's constantly trying to get through to us how much He loves us. And none of us can understand if, like the Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. It's just that the depth of God and the love of God is way bigger than any of us have imagined. But when we begin to hear God through the Holy Spirit speak to us, I think it's all about that. You know, it's all about understanding how much God loves us, that He would communicate with us in a way that we could just say, we know God is real and He's here and He loves me.
I wonder if Benji, you know, it's a little awkward because he's a teen. It might not seem so cool now, but deep down inside, oh, he just relishes.
Yeah.
Mommy's special boy. And what I hear you say, Christy, is that God is whispering to each of us, to our listener right now, how special they are to him. Share a word directly right now to our listener. What would you say to someone who today is really needing to hear that God does love them? What would you say, Christy?
You know, I just really feel this in my spirit, just as you're talking, that the Lord is longing to get through to us more than we can possibly know how to open ourselves up, open our ears up, try to hear him, that Jesus is constantly looking for ways to get through to us in a way that we can understand. And so I just believe that if the Holy Spirit could speak into our lives and to speak into the listener that's driving wherever you are in Hawaii, his word is, I see you. You know, I know you. I know all about the things that are waking you up in the middle of the night, and I love you, and I'm here for you. And I would just encourage you, whoever you are, wherever you are, just to give God that chance and to open your heart and to ask him to speak to you about the things that are waking you up in the middle of the night, the things that are too heavy for you to carry, and that this God of love will find a way to get through to you.
Let's go further, Christy. Would you pray? Would you be willing to pray right now for a dear listener who is leaning in, saying, "Hey, I'm getting that," but could you pray for me, Christy Pierce?
Oh, I would love to do that, Danny. Let's just pray for the listeners
pray
out there. That,
yes.
Lord, I just thank you so much that you are the God who whispers, that you are the God who longs to communicate with your children, and I just pray for the listeners that are driving around right now and who are longing to hear your voice. And maybe they've never even heard you speak to them in a way that they know that they are your special kid. And Jesus, I just pray that you would get that through to them today, that you would show up for them in ways that would surprise them, either through as they're reading their Bible, a scripture verse that would pop out. Maybe it's through a friend that will call just at the right time. Maybe you'll give them a dream tonight, or you'll speak to them in some picture as they're, whatever it is, Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just pray for my friends that they would know that they know that you are for them and that you are with them and that they are not alone. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Christy, you, in your prayer even, you talked about a dream. There's a chapter in your book, Night Whispers, Hearing God
yes.
Through Dreams.
Yes, yeah.
We got just a few minutes left. Maybe a quick snapshot.
You bet. Well, my kids and I actually came up with this chapter, Night Whispers, because my two teenage girls actually really have a gift of dreams. They've had a lot of God dreams, and I've learned a lot from my friend Jordan Sang and from others there about how to interpret dreams. But we classify dreams in three ways. They're either a God dream or a me dream or an enemy dream. And that's all unpacked in this chapter. But basically, and I was a therapist before I was a pastor, so I would always interpret dreams clinically as a reflection, you know, of your feelings, like you're getting ready to go to a class and, you know, you have a dream the night before you failed the test kind of thing. That's a me dream. But there's this whole series of night whispers that are God dreams that we need to pay attention to. And, of course, they're all throughout the Bible. So this chapter is very practical about helping people understand those night whispers. What are the dreams that are they should consider really God dreams, and what are the dreams that are just their own reflection? And you know, where is the enemy trying to perhaps attack us as we sleep in our dreams? And a lot of exciting stories in there of people who've had some amazing God dreams. So I hope it will encourage your listeners.
And as you talk about dreams and stories, hey, we all love stories. And I think part of the reason why we love stories is because we can see ourselves in the story.
Right, right.
It relates to us. It connects with us.
Right.
And in another minute, give us a snapshot of your chapter, Rainbows. Hey, Hawaii, we got lots of rainbows here.
Oh,
it's a catchy title.
That's why I said it. I was in Hawaii, and I saw this huge, gorgeous rainbow like you guys have, like no other place. And the Lord really whispered to me as I saw it that this is a symbolic view of how many myriad of ways I speak to my people. Mm. And in this chapter, what I'm trying to get across is that, look, you can just be yourself and hear God. You don't have to change into some other person, that God speaks through all different kinds of ways. And it's learning to embrace and know yourself in the way that God may be speaking directly to you. And at the same time, being open that maybe green is the way God speaks to you, meaning like maybe you're somebody who often hears God in dreams, but maybe you want to be open to God speaking in a different way to you and vice versa. So it's a chapter just filled with all the different ways that it's possible to hear God. There's a section, the rainbow of hearing God's voice, what color are you? And we talk about all the different ways that God speaks, be it through the Bible, through worship, through nature, through prophetic words, and we unpack some of those gifts of the Spirit, through our children, through circumstances, through gut feelings. Mm. I can't tell you, Danny, how many times people have discounted a true word from God because they just feel like, well, that's not God, that's just my gut feeling. But that's how some people really hear, and it's learning to tune into that as well. And one of my last chapters is funny. Pam Chun helped me come up with it, is big ears. And so how do we develop bigger ears in hearing the voice of God? How do we learn how to just tune into God's voice? And that gets really practical, too, about ways that we can open ourselves up and learn how to do this thing of hearing the Lord through the Holy Spirit.
And you have helped us today. And I know God is going to use you to do even more as the days draw near, and as you continue in your ministry, and as your book touches the lives of our listeners and many wherever you go, and even places where you have not yet gone, the ministry of Christy Pierce to touch the lives of others. Especially through the book, God is whispering to you. Christy, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh,
it's been a real
Danny.
Blessing.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
I hope, dear listener, dear friend, that you've been encouraged by the gracious sharing of Christy Pierce. You can find out more at christypierce.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support and to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Christy Pierce. Find out more at christypierce.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported
And we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.